I'm news editor Maureen McKinney. More than half of those living in poverty in Illinois are in households headed by single women. I talk with ISU Professor Doris Houston for my Illinois Issues story. This may sound like a simple question, but why is it that the greatest segment of the impoverished population is comprised of women with children?
First, the issue of income inequality, which is something, of course, we hear about, but there are some very real consequences. Women who even work full-time year-round, and this is for Illinois, were paid, and this is from the 2010 census, women who work year-round in Illinois were paid 76 cents for every dollar of their male counterparts. So right off the bat, we see that even when there aren't issues with lack of access to employment, women generally earn less. In terms of when women are working full-time year-round, their average income is $10,000 less for men. When you think that education is the great equalizer, we see that even for women with graduate degrees, the income differences and disparities actually go up, where women with graduate degrees are making about $30,000 less than their male counterparts. So that is certainly one issue, the income inequality that women face. Other areas are the fact that in today's society, child rearing and other caregiving responsibilities generally fall to the woman, which means women tend to be in and out of the workforce more. They're required to leave, and when they come back, it's just harder to make up that time. We see that in smaller retirement cushions that are available for older women. And there are some statistics that show that for women, the average Social Security payment for retired women is $13,000 versus sector. So that, for example, 45% of all private sector employees don't have access to paid sick leave. So not only for an individual who is sick, but if it's a mother who's caring for children, they don't get paid if they have to be off for caregiving responsibilities.
What does it mean for these women and children to be poor?
Well, you know, poverty really affects so many areas of one's life. When we think of health-related issues because of lack of affordable health care, when we think of time off work because of, again, health-related issues, when we think of families that may really have limited areas to live in terms of safe neighborhoods, if there is a mother who is surviving with children and she has very limited housing options, many times those options are in high crime areas and unfortunately in neighborhoods where there are failing schools. So it really then creates a cycle where we see poor families having limited options essentially that really set them and future generations on a trajectory of generational poverty.
To read the in-depth story, go to wuis.org.